Hello, beautiful people. It is I, Kyle, the hardest hoser of the Enduro. I'm here with Alex. we're off to a good start.
Yeah, wow.
So, Alex, are you as hard for the Enduro?
I'm pretty hard for Enduro.
Good.
The
sun is shining?
Sun is shining. A little frosty, but feeling light, feeling fresh.
Good. Fresh as a daisy. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. My Sherco has found a new home. It's moved on. A little bit heartbroken.
To a good home, though.
It went to a good home.
It was a good riding buddy.
Yeah, and I hear you're going riding with it today.
Say
hello.
I will.
See how she's doing.
Give it a hug for you.
Yeah. But I feel free. You know? I mean, the world's my oyster. I got a little bit of cash in my pocket. And
there's
a whole fleet of 2022s out there.
Exactly. And that is what our podcast is about today.
Yeah.
What's the best option in 2022?
Yeah. Try not to get my hopes up too much, recovering from the knee surgery. I haven't really been out looking around just because I can't get on a bike for a year. But hit me with it. What do we got in 2022? What are my options?
Well, obviously, we've got the three KTMs.
Yep.
Orange, white, and red.
Yep.
And we've got the Beta, which obviously everybody knows that we love. And there is the Sherco Factories. Factories look good.
Yeah.
Yep. Would you go four stroke?
I was just thinking, like, I'm like, wow, the world's my oyster. Like, even the 350, 250, two stroke. I'm like, I'd almost 250 it just to change
250
it up a
four
little.
Stroke. Yeah.
Or two. Yeah. I didn't.
Oh, 250 two stroke. Yeah.
254 would be good too.
I know.
I just don't want to get into the the maintenance of the 500 was what got me. That's what pushed me to the two stroke.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to enter that world.
Really, that's where I'm at too.
Yeah.
Is I like the less maintenance. Like, I break enough parts that I don't need to factor in constant oil changes and that price into my purchase.
Yeah.
My riding. The filters and stuff.
So we'll break down the rainbow of KTM for.
What about an XC, like a KTM XC?
I know,
because you had that. Essentially, it's a close racer tranny in the Sherco.
The close wide.
Yeah.
Because
it wasn't a real wide.
No, it wasn't real wide. But if I was going KTM with the counterbalance, I'd want it to be more road. Friendly because I could
that's true.
That was one of the things I'd hit against the Sherco with the close wide was like realistically you were doing 90 kilometers an hour and it got uncomfortable above that with gearing that you would want to ride in the bush.
Yeah, and nobody wants to commute on the pipe.
No, it's
that's
awful.
Terrifying.
As soon as that starts dinging, it's just I'd stay street legal again.
Yeah.
Or something that I could ride on the street. I mean, I'm sure we'll get some angry hate from listeners that you can't ride two strokes on the street. Well, okay, but we do.
And we tell them, yes, we do, and we can. And it's legal as far as insurance is concerned.
Oh, here comes the hate. So
yeah.
Anyway, if I'm doing an orange bike or a white bike or a red bike, it's going to be a wide ratio. So it's going to be an XCW TE
for concoction. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Cause I've been I've got that 12:49 ratio on my
just KTM, in the basement,
the XCW. Yeah. And I actually really like it for anything off road. It's definitely going to be terrible on the road.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, this is more like an XC bike now. Getting rid of first gear altogether, essentially with that gear.
Yeah, you're back to a five speed.
Yeah, pretty much. And which is good. It works really well. I was like, oh yeah, maybe an XC bike would be for me.
Yeah.
But it is the option to ride on the road would be kind of hard to get away from.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so I totally agree. I totally agree.
So we're gonna, let's keep it wide ratio.
Yeah.
And now
I would probably lean towards the gas.
Yeah.
I think it's a bang for buck kind of situation.
Yeah. And what am I getting suspension wise on the old gas?
You are going to get the WP Explorer 48s.
Yeah.
On the wide ratio. Oh, but downside, you can only get it in a 300.
Okay.
Because that's what makes them cheap, I guess, is you get.
Yeah.
You get one motor size and you get in a two stroke. Yeah. But yeah. But I think it's a good bang for buck.
And EFI?
Yeah, you get EFI, which we're in 2022. We might not always get around that.
I just throw it out there. It's a forced option. That's really the only EFI.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, but you can, there's always ways around it, right? To get it running.
Yeah.
Significantly better than what they come from factory.
Yeah.
And I think it could be a good option. And you're not too hard on equipment.
No.
Like, I'm worried for all the electronics and stuff on those TPI bikes if I was to ride it constantly.
Yeah. Just sweating on it?
Yeah, just. yeah.
Never mind the water splashing
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, exactly. I am damp while riding. And, but yeah. So I'm very hard on parts. Yes. Through crashing and moisture dripping. And you don't crash.
I feel like this is the farkliest.
Having a 40-inch inseam, it really helps you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I have no issues with any of the height on any of these things.
Yeah.
I feel like the KTMs are the farkliest bikes. Like, there's the most aftermarket support.
It's true. Yeah.
All that stuff going on.
There is lots of aftermarket, which is good. But the gas is right there as well. But, I mean, if you're going to go, I do think as far as a KTM trifecta brand color, whatever, one of the KTMs.
Yeah.
I would strongly lean towards a 250 XCW.
Yeah.
I do think it's a really good option.
Yeah.
Because you get that low first gear as well.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, say, a 300 XC bike.
Yeah.
You'd still be able to make up that lack of bottom end torque with that low first gear.
Yeah, that's part of the wide ratio is getting that extra little bit lower for the 250 just to help it out a bit.
Just a little bit. And then it would be way more fun and playful on just fast single track.
Yeah.
I've never ridden a 250, but I would imagine that it's more fun and playful having less rotating mass and whatnot. You know, engineer stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little switcheroo of the roles there.
Oh, yeah, like I see that. What you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which makes it a TE or, the XC Dub 250.
And I had a Husky. I would not get another Husky.
Yeah.
Because I think you're paying too much for the bells and whistles.
The clout.
and
prestige.
For sure. And people that get them, good for you.
Yeah.
Good on you. But they are awfully blingy to get smashed up.
Yeah. No, we're pretty value driven.
Yeah.
A little bit more value on the KTM.
I mean, I'm just a lowly cable guy.
Okay. Well.
And the lack of maintenance on a PDS rear end.
Yes.
Is significant for me.
Yeah. The downside though is if you go to Revalve, like Racetech, it's quite a bit more costly because you have those dual pistons and the telescoping needle and all that. And you need a special tool to get that needle out.
Oh yes. I was unaware of anything that I cannot see inside.
Yeah. I mean, shocks, we've talked about that. You can dial a lot more than you need.
Buying a 2022. Like, valving is going to be pretty fucking bang on, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you change them anyways, but.
So what about the Euro options? Let's get into the carbs because we've covered off. I mean, that's the EFI world.
That's the gist of the EFI world.
Let's get to the Kians.
Yes.
So beta. We'll start there. We'll go alphabetical.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. We'll go beta, which is awesome. Race edition.
Yeah, you got to get those KYBs.
I think it's a must.
That's the only way.
But that also rules out your oil injection.
Yeah.
Which is not a make or break, but that is something to consider. And I'm not sure how far those other forks have come.
Yeah, the SACs, which are now the ZFs.
Yeah. Yeah, like they've got to be half decent.
Yeah.
And you're not a young man anymore. Like, how hard are we racing this bike?
No, I'm not a young man. I like it spongy. I like it soft, forgiving.
Yeah, this is true.
I like a certain way.
I mean, KYBs are simple, and you are more than capable of changing them yourself, which I think is significant.
Yeah.
That's something to factor in as well.
Yeah, that's why the KYBs just... The amount of information out there and my experience with them, that they're just a well-made, I like to stay that route.
Yeah.
They're common shim size. Like it's,
and you are used to
weird 5mm stuff,
right? Yeah. You are used to mixing fuel already.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna, kill you.
Yeah. This is a 250 beta race edition.
I
feel like that's going to be hard to come by.
Yes. But I feel, from what everything I've read and consumed on the interwebs, the 300 is fairly lively, and fairly like strung out. I want to say is, don't have a better term for it, but it's a little more racy in the top end and stuff. So, thus far I'd be looking at a KTM 250 XCW. Or 300 race beta, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's...
And the 250 might just not cut it for the bottom end in a beta.
Yeah.
I have nothing to back this opinion up, but I just get those vibes.
No, that's where I want to be. I want to be that, like, the way the Sherco ended up dialed, very responsive and nimble, but not harsh. And that's where I'd like to keep in that realm.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of poppy. If it was like a snowboard we were going to describe, if it was like poppy.
Definitely. So the big thing is betas start very well.
Yeah.
They're known for their starting.
Yeah.
Lack of Kickstarter on all of these bikes.
But beta still has the Kickstart option, doesn't it? It's got the block off plate in there.
Yeah, you can put a Kickstarter on it.
Yeah.
For hundreds of dollars. As well as the KTM and Husky and Gas and Sherco?
Nope. Sherco, you can't.
Really? Kickstart? There's like not even an option?
Not even an option. They've made that thing committed.
Wow.
They said, you don't Kickstart your truck.
Oh.
You don't need a backup. Who hand cranks their vehicle anymore?
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have the option.
I'm sure people said that in 1932.
Yeah, this is true. But that's... I mean, you'd think they'd make Sherco start better.
Yeah. I think that was just that generation.
I
don't know.
It could be. You could be right.
I don't know. Like, I don't see Wade or Roman having a bike that's like that.
No. I think they'd keep throwing away engines until it got right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very true. So we're gonna go on the basis and assume that Sherco's start good.
Yeah. What do the betas have for reeds in them? Because the KTMs have the Moto Tassinari V4s now, because they got one away from... Yeah, that upgrade that you did is just a common one now.
Oh, well,
they admitted that their reeds sucked.
Sherco did.
No, KTM.
Oh, yeah.
I was just curious
Had to get rid of my reeds.
Yeah.
There was so much daylight in there.
Yeah, you get a suntan through them.
Yeah, you have to get new ones. Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody else make reeds?
Yeah.
I don't know. Reeds aren't something that I look at all that often.
No, I was just curious.
To be honest,
talking blingy parts. It's a race edition. It's got the KYBs. Yep. We got the Kian.
Yep, yep.
Mixing gas.
I'm looking quickly. Oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to zoom in on that picture close enough. No.
Okay. Well,
36 mil carb can. That's all it says.
So moving on to the next, we'll follow our alphabetical. We got the Sherco.
Yes.
I don't think. Oh no, we skipped a fireball. The other red bike.
Raiju.
Yep.
Yep.
Since they burnt down a couple days ago, we probably
they might be pawning off their parts cheap.
Yeah. I do like a boutique bike.
Heat treated
annealed frames. Yeah. Wow. That's the second time that that factory's burnt down. So
yeah, if anybody, well, probably most people don't know that the Raiju factory has burned down recently. Yep. No, not it's a warehouse, I guess.
Was it the warehouse? Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I think it's a ship inside a warehouse that caught fire and melted the whole works. Yeah. So it burnt down. So just the warehouse where they store all their parts.
Yeah.
Which is weird because at the end of GasGas's life, before they were consumed by KTM, the same thing happened.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Hmm.
Yeah. KTM just like, you know, fuck that bike. We got to sink it.
Yeah. They're coming back.
They're coming taking back. Up
our making chair. Yeah. We thought we had them before.
And that does have the KYBs.
They had a good motor. They had the KYBs. They had a lighter frame.
They have a dealership in Canada.
Yeah.
In BC even, I think.
I would have considered them in the running. Now that the factory burned down, I'm a little less enthusiastic about them. But yeah,
because there's no spare parts.
Well, I mean, yeah. None that without smoke damage. We shouldn't say no spare parts. I mean, if you have a Ryu, it's probably not that bad. Let us know. How is it to get parts? How's the Ryu dealer in Canada?
Is it Ryu or Raiju?
Raiju?
I don't know.
Usually the J's are Y's.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah.
I'm super white, so I don't know these things.
Yeah. Get a little more worldly there, Kyle.
I know. I'm so not cultured.
That motor was a strong motor when GasGas had it. I think that was the best thing GasGas had going.
That was a fresh generation motor too. Like they had just come out with it.
Yeah.
And they were super heavy before
mistaken. That was the frame that was really heavy. Yeah. So they just switched frames, went to the KYBs. Like they made a lot of right moves right before KTM bought them. And then Ryu picked it up and kept on running with it. And I wouldn't discount it.
No, I wouldn't. Especially if the price is there.
Yeah. But it's...
But also, that's...
There's a lot of... I think there's better options. I think right now the beta is more pulling me.
I think you'll be into the same parts issue as Sherco.
Yeah, and beta, we got the dealer just down the road here in Prince George.
So I think Ryu and Sherco will be the same for parts availability. Because that's not, in Canada, it's not an easy thing to come by.
Yeah. So we'll speak of the devil. We'll move on to the big brand.
Sherco.
They're
so sexy.
I love them. They're beautiful.
And they work so good.
Yeah.
I was blown away that I was instantly comfortable with your bike when I borrowed it that day.
Yeah.
It was like. Didn't even hesitate, log hops, anything. It was just like, it just worked. I just knew it was gonna do what I wanted. It was
predictable, nimble.
And then I hopped on my KTM at the end of the ride, and I was scared to load it into the back of my truck. Yeah. I was like, what is this? My goodness, you're popular over there. So many notifications.
That's our Instagram popping off.
Yeah. You don't have Hardenduro Hoser's Instagram on your phone.
Do you now that I got a new phone?
Oh, man. So you've just been like supervising all the stuff that I talk to people about?
Not particularly, no.
Oh. Okay, good. We talk about you. We're like, fuck this skinny guy. Too smart for his own good.
Sherco. I love that double guillotine power valve where instead of one big slider where you have it's either on or off, you break that bump into kind of two and you get that little bit more linear power.
Non-adjustable,
but it's dialed. Like,
sure.
And there's never a point where I wanted to adjust that thing.
That's fair. If it works, it works.
Yeah.
And that could be a pro or a con. Some people might want to like have the option to adjust it just to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it already works good, then it already works good.
Yeah.
And they look good.
They do look good.
Those Sherco factories, oh, baby.
I'm going to throw this out there. They've looked the same for a while, and I think they're going to change plastic soon. They're getting to that point. So if I bought a new Sherco, it would probably get bumped to a previous generation look pretty quickly.
Oh,
yeah. And then you take quite a depreciation hit.
Yeah. Yeah, you almost want the new...
You want to wait. Like, you almost want that second year of the new body style when they've built enough of them that they've kind of ironed out the quirks. Like, second round of parts batches. Yeah. And
no, that's true. But so they look good. There is a 250 good. Option.
Yeah.
Would you go with a 250?
I would do a 250 Sherco for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are oriented more towards Trials-esque.
Yeah.
Type. So I think that they already have, say, like the bottom end power in mind and the trackability.
Yeah.
The tractiony stuff.
Yeah.
That makes traction.
Yeah. No, it had a ton of drive, like that rear wheel.
Yeah.
It worked well. That suspension linkage and everything. For sure. They got kind of a weird ratio when you look at it side by side compared with the orange bikes and the Yamaha. The way that little rear triangle pivots through is a little bit different than everything else, but it seems to work. Like,
for sure. And I noticed that the linkage doesn't hang down as far as a KTM branded bike.
Yeah.
Which is significant.
Yeah. Or the Yamaha, like it's like dragging in the dirt.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I think we're only going to talk about clutches or bikes with hydraulic clutches.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, we skipped Suzuki, Kawasaki. Yeah.
No, get with the times, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Get with the times.
Yeah, I don't see. I'm not buying a KFX.
I don't think so.
That's not.
No.
If you got one, good on you. Love it. I mean, we talked about them. Yep. I think they're good. They're close, competitive.
Hope your carpal tunnel's okay on your left hand.
Yeah. And
see what it did there? That was a cable clutch joke.
Yeah, I did. I didn't. I just absorbed it and just kept
it's
on trucking.
It's funny because cable clutches are super stiff and that you get carpal tunnel from pulling in the clutch all the time.
Yeah, just get some man hands.
Yeah. I don't like having man hands. I like nice, supple, dainty there. Fingers.
Yeah, your medium gloves.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. This right now, I love the Sherco. They're the dealer down in Squamish, OTP. Shout out to them. That guy's great. Every time I talk to him, if he didn't have the part, he'd call around. Like, he put in the effort.
Which is significant.
That's huge. When you got somebody hustling for you.
There is nothing worse than a shitty dealer.
Yeah, like the one to the west of us.
Yes. Yes. There has been many of experiences.
Many a dead Kate.
Yeah, 500. And yeah, so I think that shopping for a good dealership is also worth it.
That pulls me on the beta. Like,
yeah. Because we're there, Forest Power Sports?
Yeah, Forest Power Sports in Prince George. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're in bed there with Yamaha and something, I think.
Yeah.
Husky?
No, they lost. They had KTM and then they lost it because they got beta.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an exclusive thing where if you're selling KTMs, you can't sell
anything else. Yeah. Oh, good move, Forrest. Getting with the times. I think it's the way of the future. Anywho.
And TM? Get boutique-y?
Yeah, I noticed they got like more of like an Asian style aluminum frame.
Yeah, yeah, it's got that.
Where it comes on the outside of the engine.
Yeah, that aluminum, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it doesn't really change anything on the bike, but it's aesthetics.
I like them. They're sharp.
They are sharp.
The
little baby headlight on it.
The headlight's a little goofy.
It's pretty goofy.
That might be a little too boutique-y for me.
But also, is there
I do like dealers
in Canada for them?
Yeah, Pofcom.
Oh, there's like a dealer in BC.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I'd be curious if you got a TM. I mean, we keep throwing the shout out, but let us know. Like, how are parts, especially if you're in Canada or the US?
Yeah,
I... I think what would really call to me is, and dealers are going to hate this, but if there was a place where I could order parts online, like just go on and what I need, because from the dealer that will not be named, communicating parts numbers on the phone and getting someone to read it back to you and then still getting the wrong part is getting
infuriating.
If I could go online and put in the part number from the fiche and get it to show up.
Yes.
I would love, like, if you're a dealer and make that site, like, oh, that would make me so happy. And if it shows up, it's wrong. I can yell at myself. I can call myself a dickhead.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? If the dealership is going far enough to have parts online and really make it consumer friendly, they're probably going to have a good return policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say though, Blackfoot Direct in Calgary does have that.
Do they?
BFDmoto.com.
Yeah.
They have, you can look up factory OEM parts and order them. And it's so exciting.
That's amazing.
I know.
That.
And it gets better. If you order online, they give you 10% off.
Wow.
I know, which is significant. So that's...
they have a lot of stock. That's a big store.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And it's not that far away from us BC, yeah. BC-isms, BC yeah. peoples.
Yeah, we went in for a wander around when we picked up the Sherco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And yeah, so that's something that anyone having a KTM Husky gas bike can go to website, purchase it, 10% off.
That makes the KTM a little bit more enticing.
Yeah.
But then
you're like me and everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. TM would be cool though. TM I like would that. Be cool.
I really know nothing about them, but you do like, you do like,
I like the weird
exclusive things.
I think they're playing with EFI too on the two strokes. They're experimenting in there.
And honestly,
they do decent in Enduro GP.
I only see TM in Enduro Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. Ty Collins is the only one that I see represent TM.
How's he doing?
Ever.
Not a lot of breakdowns. Yeah. He's making it to the end of the race, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about a reliable bike here.
Yeah. Yeah. He's top of the podium every time, usually.
Yeah.
Use your words.
Yeah. 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 Tongue tied. I'm pretty sure they're rocking the KYBs too. That's just the.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could deal with that. It's an aluminum frame, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an aluminum frame. Probably dent that, but that's okay. But not, I don't know how I feel about the, yeah. It's that like sub motor section that you come down onto all the logs and stuff, like caving that in. I don't know if the aluminum would be tough enough for.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I mean, they've obviously tested it with people that are better skill levels than ourselves.
Yeah. But those
hard as that is to believe.
People who are better skilled than us probably don't smash their frames on stuff.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. And then I think it's worth the Yamaha. This has been calling a little, I mean, you're heckling the clutch hand, but
yeah,
a 250X.
I think if you're planning on doing more open single track, it'd be great.
Yeah.
If you want to get into any of the hard technical stuff, you're going to be so sad.
Yeah.
Not just for the clutch, but for the Kickstarter and no e-start.
Yeah.
Because that's hard. Side of the mountain, trying to start your bike without it rolling back down the side of the mountain.
Yeah. You're trying to hold it with your front brake because you can't put your foot on the rear brake.
Can you put your foot on the rear brake? Unless you're going to get off and try and like hold it forward with your body and then kick it with your left leg. And
yeah, no, I've watched enough of that.
Yeah.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, exactly. So I think for those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah. So really it's go super boutique-y. It's so many.
There is lots of options.
There is a lot of good options.
And I think they all have their pros and cons.
So I think the things I'm calling for are me, KYBs, I mean, just get on that train.
It's the way of the future and the past.
It's so old. I want 18-inch rear, but all these bikes we've talked about have that.
Yeah.
I want that nimble, and I want the wide for the road. And what do you think the Beta is like? It's got a proper wide.
It does have a proper wide. And it is, I have talked to people that also have it registered for the road. So that's not,
yeah.
I don't want to say it's not an issue, but it's doable. It's probable.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, I don't know, but the 250 XCW, it'd be easy to.
Yeah, but the Sherco love, just the so Sherco. Dependable.
I know.
Pablo, you've natural.
You've got a hard decision ahead of you.
I do.
And I'm very happy where I'm at, having my 2018 Counterbalance 300 XCW, Key and Carb, PDS suspension, CNC triple clamps. Mm. I think I've won. And I think...
You feel like you're standing on top of the mountain?
Yeah. And I think whatever you choose is just trying to get as close as you can to what I already have.
Nah, that's why I get the weird brands.
That's why you get weird?
Yeah. I'm like the Sherco Counterbalance on the water pump, I'm not like, that's kind of cheesy. I don't know. I get it. It's a weight. It's going the opposite way. It's pretty much the same. Not really. Beta one's not quite as good, but anything's better than what I had. I had was nothing.
And that's kind of my opinions. Any counterbalance is good enough.
The EFI is what just kills it for me. And I, like,
yeah, you accidentally rode Jared's EFI with counterbalance.
Yeah. Yeah, I rode it to try and ride an EFI bike to see what it was like. And then I'm like, it's so smooth. Oh, shit. I go to a counterbalance. No, my life is ruined.
Yeah, you were actively trying to stay away from the counterbalance
bikes. Yeah, as long as if you don't know, you don't know.
Exactly.
And it's so smooth.
Yeah, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Might have to go hunting for a used 18, lightly used.
I know. So, I know. And that's the other option, is trying to find an old one. But yeah. I think it's harder and harder to come by now.
Yeah.
Especially with the past year and a half we've had with everybody buying everything and deciding to sell at premiums.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah. And those two unicorn years of carbs, counterbalanced carbs.
You ever wonder why they're called unicorns? Shouldn't they be called unihorns?
Oh my God.
No, but like, what's a corn? Like what is it? One corn?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some kind of Latin thing in there.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, unicorn's Latin? That is adorable. Anyway.
Some awkward looking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll leave her there. Keep pondering this. But yeah, I'm feeling the Beta or the KTM pull. I just sure go deal. Like they're great. That guy is great. But buying a bike based on one.
We're getting ready for a generation change.
Yeah.
When? Yeah. I know.
And having like. One
would TBI be a real thing for you though? Like, would you?
I like the tinker factor.
You do like the tinker, but would
same
you?
Same reason I want the KYBs.
Would you actually though? Would you actually go with a TBI? Is it a serious consideration? For yourself. I mean, we're not going to talk about anybody else and what they need, but
yeah, I like the. I got to stay carb. Mainly, we'll see. Maybe we'll get some hate for this, but you need enough power in the bike for your fuel pressure to come up. And if your bike sits, like let's say Buddy rolls it down into a ravine and you leave it on and your headlight's on and the battery dies. I guess the headlight turns off. Like it's got safeties on all these. There's no real reason. I'm making stuff up. I'm grasping at straws. these kinks have been ironed out. I mean,
they've been ironed out. And there's aftermarket parts for all the ones that haven't been ironed out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, ditch the jets, get an aftermarket ECU, and then you can tinker. I can tinker with a little laptop.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get covered in fuel.
It's true. You do enjoy tinkering on laptops.
I do enjoy tinkering laptops.
Do you think you could install an Excel spreadsheet into your KTM?
No, I'd keep track of my maps and Excel sheets. Oh, there you go. And I would color code them and get them in 3D plots. Yeah,
cascading colors.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you have to have cascading
colors. Get the red for that lean heat.
Ooh, yeah, blue for cool. Blue for
cool, rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does nothing for me.
Okay, well, let's throw it to the viewer. Like, what do you guys... What do you recommend? You know, guy coming out at 500, what the history? BMW G450X. Oh, I should get another one of those.
You should not.
To a 500 EXC, and then, yeah, the Sherco 300. So the big bore. You know what? It's playing to the 254 stroke. But let us know. Let me know what you think I should be looking at. What am I missing? What do we not consider that should be a big factor?
And you know what you should do is also leave us a voice message on the opinion. I don't know what the website is.
Hardendurohosers.com, bud.
Oh,
straight up.
Love it.
Yeah, paid extra for that.
Yeah. That's how dedicated we are to this podcast. We purchased. Yeah. And I think we might be working on getting some swag.
Yeah.
Because that'd be very cool.
Yeah, yeah. You need some brand things. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, because I think that needs to happen, especially for fixing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's some good little hints, some tidbits of what's in the works.
Yeah, little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
So yeah, hardendurohosers.com. Leave us a voice message and at hardendurohosers on Instagram. And yeah.
Keep on riding.
Send me a message.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah. Alrighty. You guys have a wonderful day.